Dr. Alan Cooperman, welcome to El Microscopio.
And it's a pleasure to be on the show.
Well, our first question, Dr. Cooperman, is what is three-parent reproduction?
Three-parent reproduction is a relatively new term, but for the last decade, we've been looking at ways to cure certain diseases. So in some cases, the dad's sperm is okay and the mom's eggs are okay, but there are problems with the mitochondria, some of the microscopic organelles inside of a cell. So if we can get that from a third party, for example, a donor, then we might be able to prevent disease from being transmitted to the offspring. So when we talk about three-parent reproduction, it is the mom, the dad, and a donor of some other part of the cell that is necessary to have a healthy baby.
And how will three-parent IVF affect the average person?
I think for starters, we're looking at just curing disease. I think that if a couple has a mitochondrial disease, for example, we might be able to replace defective mitochondria with healthy mitochondria. Some have proposed that this type of procedure and this technology can also help the average patient going through IVF. For example, somebody who's in her late 30s or early 40s and has some normal eggs, but they're not working very well. So it's possible that this technology can also lead to improving the success rates of IVF, but I don't think we're quite there yet.
And is this procedure considered to pose substantial risks, or is it helping to substantially improve our species?
I think that those are... That's much grander than where we are right now. For today, I think we're looking at helping a select group of people that wouldn't be able to have a healthy child, helping them to. And possibly in vitro fertilization in the future will involve using healthy energy sources. But I don't think we're going to change our species with this technology. I think that that would be a little bit dramatic. We're just trying to have healthy babies.
And how will the FDA's decision impact efforts to improve genetic research surrounding this technology?
I'm not sure how the FDA is going to rule on this one. Some people feel like their moratorium, their prevention of research, has gone on for a decade, and the rest of the world is starting to look at scientific progress, and it's time for them to modify their rules as technology and opportunity increases. Other people feel like without any good data in humans to prove safety and efficacy, then it's preliminary and they shouldn't yet be allowing research in humans using three-party reproduction. So I'm not yet sure how FDA is going to rule on this one.
All right. Is there any final comment you would like to make, Dr. Cooperman?
I'm excited that we're having public discourse and international conversation about the future of reproductive research. I don't think we should be turning a blind eye and saying that we can't improve our technologies when science is actually improving. But I also don't think we should jump in and wholeheartedly embrace new technologies without first debating the ethical and moral responsibilities of physicians and reproductive biologists and making sure that whatever we do is safe. So I give you credit for bringing up this very controversial and exciting topic on a very public forum.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for this interview.
It's been a privilege.